This is Scott Craig with another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in our North Country. I call it The Story Next Door. It's based on my firm belief that everyone has a story worth hearing. The Story Next Door is brought to you by Northwest Consumers Federal Credit Union on Garfield, just north of South Airport Road, and online at nwconsumers.org. Bruce Price is a character. That's what folks say about him. Boy, is that Bruce Price a character. He's a big guy, over 6 feet tall, with a hefty build and a hearty laugh. He's 80 years old. He lives in a sturdy brick house on his farm just east of the hamlet of Lake Leelanau. The land adjacent to his home is somewhat notorious. Most every kind of contraption is strewn across the landscape. There are old cars, washing machines, boats, lumber, at least 12 tractors, and a 45-year-old snowmobile. Bruce calls them his artifacts. Over the years, there have been community efforts to try to get him to clean up the place, but Bruce has resisted them. He rather likes being considered ornery. Inside the home, it's a different story. That's the bailiwick of his wife of 56 years, Betsy. She keeps the house immaculate, spotless, in huge contrast to the yard. Bruce is a 100% product of Leelanau County. His early years were spent in the village of Leland. When he was two, an event took place that in some ways shaped his life. His father and grandfather toiled as commercial fishermen. The year was 1938. They were working on their boat near North Manitou Island. The engine backfired, and the boat burned to the waterline. The men found refuge in the water, holding onto the keel away from the flames. Someone on the dock in Leland saw black smoke rising on the horizon, and a boat was sent to rescue the Prices. The attempt was successful. But Bruce's grandfather had suffered a stroke and was never able to speak again. Not long after, his father had what they used to call a nervous breakdown and needed repeated trips to the state hospital in Traverse City, where he was administered shock treatments and finally a lobotomy. He died as a fairly young man at the hospital in Northport. At school in Leland, some children maliciously teased little Bruce. "Your father's a nut," they'd chant. "He's goofy." Well, it hurt. His mother moved Bruce and his brother to Lake Leelanau. Home was a tar paper shack in the country, heated only with a wood stove. She tried to make ends meet by taking in laundry. It was tough. The boys went to the St. Mary's School, where, thankfully, there was no teasing. Bruce says he was an okay student. Apparently, the nuns had a profound effect, because to this day, he's proud of the fact that he got all A's in conduct. That achievement astounds some of his friends today. Bruce became an excellent basketball player. Believe it or not, because he was tall for his age, he was on the varsity team from the seventh grade on. In his senior year, the team, composed of just 8 players, won 21 straight games. Bruce was usually the high point man. In his growing up years, money in the family was always scarce. He had an uncle who returned from Alaska, having worked as a fur trapper. He taught Bruce those skills. In his senior year, Bruce trapped muskrats and sold the pelts, making enough money to buy his senior picture and to go to the class prom. After graduation, Bruce got a job in construction, eventually becoming a bricklayer. He met Betsy at a dance. She remembers that his come-on was something less than suave. He walked over and said, "You want to dance or not?" Well, she did, and they married in 1960. They had 4 children. Bruce is especially proud that his kids all graduated from college with no student debt. One son is now a college professor, teaching physics and calculus. While these achievements bring smiles to Bruce and Betsy, there is also sorrow. 2 of their children died of cancer as young adults. Memories of his rough childhood influenced Bruce. As an adult, he became extremely industrious. Another childhood habit played a later role as well. As a kid, he loved to eat strawberries. Later, as he acquired land, he began growing them. His operation measurably enlarged. In fact, at one point, he was turning out 300 tons of strawberries a year, making him the largest producer of processed strawberries in Michigan. Even though that kind of farming appealed to him, and even though his yields were astonishing, Bruce says he never made a great deal of money from it. That's because competition from California and Mexico drove prices down, so much so that in 2005, after 44 years in the business, Bruce shut down most of his operation. He now raises only enough to supply a few local fresh markets. During all the years of farming, he continued bricklaying. He retired recently and is exceedingly proud of his 55 years as a union bricklayer. Well, those are the bones of the story, but there's more. Remember, I told you he's known as a character. Bruce loves to stir the pot with every subject from fishing to politics. He just likes to shake things up. And as a result, there are endless Bruce Price stories. For example, one night years ago in the Village Tavern, Bruce and a local plumber, also a very big man, got into it. One thing led to another and a scuffle ensued. As a result, they crashed through the tavern door, taking out the frame and landing on the sidewalk outside. The next morning, Bruce and the plumber came back in their pickups with tools and lumber and together rebuilt the door. Well, such is life in a small town. One of Bruce's good friends was the iconic writer Jim Harrison. One evening at a pig roast, Harrison showed up with a friend who had come with his guitar. Bruce said the stranger played and sang so beautifully that they passed a hat and raised $35. Well, the musician was most grateful. You see, he had not yet written Margaritaville. The singer's name was Jimmy Buffett. Most of all, as I gathered this story sitting in his home, I observed that after 56 years of marriage, Bruce and Betsy are a most loving and devoted couple. She clearly understands all of his qualities and foibles, and he cherishes her. I could see it in his eyes. As Bruce looks back over his life, he likes to think about his high school yearbook and what two of the nuns wrote in it. One jotted, "Keep your quick wit and make someone smile each day." The other had obviously admired his athletic skills, and she wrote, "May you always be the high point man at whatever you do." He told me it's still something he tries to achieve every day. Bruce Price, one of a kind, and he's today's chapter of The Story Next Door. This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.